When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And indeed, welcome into another edition of Blues Brothers. Mark Watson alongside of me is a Blues great, won the championship back in 2003, went on and played for the All Blacks, originally out of Australia. His name is Steve Devine. Stevie, good evening, welcome.
Hey mate, how are you?
Yeah, good. Hey look, really, really important win in a difficult place to play against the Fijian Drua. I mean, you can look at the score and you can look at maybe all the things that perhaps they didn't do, but people underestimate just how difficult it is to play up there, and really the only objective is coming away with the win.
Yeah, it's not an easy place to go to. The Rebels got unstuck there, the Crusaders have been unstuck there. It's hot, it's humid, and those boys are tough. So it was a good win by the Blues. They were very clinical in what they did, and I think a grown up performance from the Blues team this week.
Okay, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by a grown up performance? And you said they were clinical. Where and how were they clinical?
I feel like they didn't really play the rugby as such. They just played it. They knew it was going to be hot. They knew it was going to be hard. So they just played set pieces, and they kicked for their line outs, and they scrum well, and they had a couple of phases. If it didn't work, then they kicked the ball long and played the territory game. You know, it wasn't the spectacle that the Blues normally like to play with. It was just that really clinical first phase, and just almost, you know, lock the Fijians out. The Fijians are trying to get that game going, that running rugby game that they're so famous for, but the Blues just wouldn't allow it with some real tough defence and some real smart kicking plays. And I thought it was a really grown up performance, and really dominated by a big set piece and not a lot else.
I know you've spoken highly of him every week, and he's become a real monster in defence, but Adrian Choate, a guy who just does not allow players to get across that advantage line. He makes the tackles, and against the Fijian team, you've got to set that tone early, and he's the perfect guy to do it.
Yeah, he's the workhorse, right? He played 80 minutes, and there was some footage of him just lying on the ground, exhausted after 80 minutes. Like, that whistle went, and there were some boys just completely and utterly out on their feet. He emptied the tank, and you can sort of tell after 5 minutes or so that, you know, the jumpers were just rinsed with sweat, drenched, you know, and it was, you know, very tough conditions. And that's when you need your hard boys to stand up and deliver. And yeah, Adrian Choate's just getting better week to week, I reckon.
Okay, let's talk about Beauden Barrett, because I guess there's been a lot of discussion at the moment around Damien McKenzie, a lot of discussion still around Richie Mwanga. I think it's fair to say that it's been a bit of a slow start for Beauden Barrett, but you've noticed and observed too, and I think everybody's seen it, that particularly against the Rebels in Melbourne, and then we saw him against the Waratahs at Eden Park. Was he showing his form again? Is that momentum continuing? Did you see that against the Drua?
Yeah, he what he did best was just took control of the game, right? And he played it in their half where he could. They had to defend for small periods of time, but mostly it was him, just guiding, guarding the everyone around the field. It was quite a maestro piece. He didn't do a lot of running. Sort of the whole team didn't really do a lot of running because it was hot, and they didn't want to do that in those positions. But he kicked well. But, you know, they had amazing territory advantage. He was the old master pulling the strings and just guided them around the field. And they didn't play a lot of rugby, but they chose their time to play it, and that was in the 22. It was hard conditions, a lot of drop ball. The ball was very slippery. I used to find that I'd rather it be raining than be sweaty, and it doesn't get much sweatier than that game. So he was just a maestro, just guiding them around, and technically and tactically, very important game for Bodie. He just showed what he can do. He's just all class. When you need to play a game a certain way, he absolutely delivered that.
Okay, look, this weekend, they take on Moana Pacifica, who haven't won a game. Everybody's probably expecting at Eden Park, particularly for the Blues to just play at such pace. And I think it's been the speed of the game that's probably caught Moana Pacifica out, just that intensity for 80 minutes and just not being able to quite maintain that level of concentration. But the following week, you've got the Crusaders in Christchurch. So this weekend, do they go to look to play a structure that they want to play against the Crusaders, or do they just go out there and play helter skelter and then worry about the Crusaders the following week?
Yeah, I really think they're just going to get there and win this week. They, it's that old factor, you know. Whenever you play the little brother always gets up. And you know, this is I don't want to say it's an Auckland B team, but it's you know, there's a lot of guys in the team that were sort of on the fringe of the Blues, so they haven't quite made it yet, and have ended up at Moana. So this is really the big brother versus the little brother battle, and we sort of know how they play. Moana will be up for it. You know, this is their chance, their big chance to shine. And if there's any team they want to knock over, to be the Blues. So the Blues need to come out. They need to come out strong, and they need to be ready for a tussle, because it's going to be a tussle. If there's one game you need to prepare for, and that's the one where you're up against your little brother. So they need to start well and start strong, and it'll go down the wire for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about the midfield combination between Levi Amua and Rico Awani. I mean, that's worth the price of entry alone. A lot of talk around Amua, clearly out of the Tasman province. He's one guy who has stood up every week for a Moana team, that has struggled.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to need to get up. The Blues back line are going to need to get up fast on the fence and shut him down, because he's the beast. The Blues need to get on the front foot defensively, slow their ball down so he doesn't get too bit of a headache to him up. Yeah, it's going to be a battle. Like Rico, there was glimpses of Rico last week of finally starting to carry the ball hard at full pace. So hopefully we see a little bit more of that. It's going to be a tussle. Those two are going to go at it, and it'll be interesting because, you know, possibly Amua possibly is playing for an All Black jumper for the World Cup. So it'll be an interesting battle. And if he gets the pick of it, we might. Amua might get picked, and you might see Rico playing a bit of All Black rugby on the wing again, I would think.
Mm. Hoskins Satutu, I mean, you're a big fan of his. I mean, we know what an athlete he is. How's he tracking? What's his contribution been to this Blues team in recent weeks?
Yeah, I thought the first half of the season, the first quarter of the season, he was pretty outstanding, carrying a lot, you know, man of the matches almost every week. I just sort of feel since the bye, not so. It wasn't a great game for the forwards. Last week was just so hot. A lot of stop starts, a lot of set piece. So I'd look to. He's going to get a bit more room and a bit more space this weekend. So it'll be interesting. He'll be back to his best. So he's a amazing athlete, like you said, and you can carry the ball hard and strong. And I'd imagine the Blues will have a little bit of dominance up front at scrum time. So. You know, they'll scrum hard to get that penalty advantage, and then look to see him carry off the back. I he won't be shy this week. I imagine he'll be looking forward to a big game.
Are you expecting the Blues to ring some changes to give the likes of Suafoa Darry more game time?
I just don't think they can this week. You know, I'm always wary of that little brother battle. They will be up for this like you've never seen. I expect probably this will be their performance of the season. So they can't take too much for granted, the Blues. But maybe there's a big game next week, right? They'll be back to the heads. That's also going to play into Miner's hand a little bit more. So I'd like to see Patrick out. I think Patrick needs some minutes. He plays his best footy, week in, week out. So we haven't seen a lot of Patrick at lock. So I'd like to. Hopefully he's fit and available for a run. Roger should be back as well. From the hand, he should be very close to being back. So maybe look for Roger to have a run at 12 as well, getting ready for hopefully post a the top team next weekend.
Now, I know you've spoken to him during the week, and we're going to play the interview off the back of this. You've caught up with Ricky Riccatelli, who came off the bench as hooker in the 51st minute. Mm-hmm. What has been the rationale for starting Fekina ahead of Riccatelli last weekend?
Oh, I just think, it was his hometown, and he's been in the squad for a while. He's had a few games off the bench, and, a good opportunity to give a young boy who's paid his dues at Auckland for a while, and just to give him the opportunity to play in front of his home crowd. I thought it was an awesome move for the coaches, and he played well. So Riccatelli got that little bit of a rest, but he certainly took it out of him because it was just the heat and the humidity sort of knocked him around a little bit. So he'll be back this week at 2, I imagine, looking to get to go forward, looking to score some tries and do some hard work up front. Is what I think the Blues forward pack is really starting to learn, that we have to be dominant up front to make sure the backs get a chance to run some good ball and score some tries.
You're listening to Blues Brothers, Mark Watson, Steve Devine, Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. We'll take a break. When we come back, Steve Devine caught up with Ricky Riccatelli. We'll hear that interview next.
Service provider. Make a difference thanks to the Chemist Warehouse Charity Super Raffle. Head online to donate today.
And South Seas Healthcare, Auckland's largest Pacific wellbeing service provider.
You're listening to Blues Brothers with Steve Devine and Ricardo Ball on SENZ.
Yeah, Mark Watson in for Ricardo Ball alongside of me, Stevie Devine. Now, South Seas Healthcare, Auckland's largest Pacific wellbeing service provider. Do check them out. The Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. Now, Steve, I understand you caught up with Ricky Riccatelli. Let's hear that interview.
Well, we're joined now to the show by Ricky Riccatelli. Mate, how you been?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just over halfway point through Super Rugby season, so boys are tracking nicely, so... In a good place, mate.
Mate, tell me about Fiji, please. It looked hot.
Oh, it was hot, eh? It was something different, eh? Like, we did heaps of stuff throughout the week, try and prep for it, but once you're there, you sort of brings the best out of you, that's for sure. Going to dark places and whatnot, and it's tough, and those Fijian boys get up over there, so very tough environment to play in, but it was good experience, and boys got around it and enjoyed the week.
Mate, I've seen the footages of you guys after sharing boots and jumpers and whatnot. That must have been pretty cool to be able to do that to the locals.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It was just like a whole experience. So, stuff you'll probably remember for a long time, and playing in those environments, seeing how grateful the community was to, receive those boots and jerseys and... just really special, mate.
I've been over there myself a few times, and I know that old Blues t-shirts are—they're like hard currency over there. The locals do love it. You can pretty much buy whatever you want if you hand them out.
Yeah, no, they love it over there. It's awesome to see,
mate. And looking forward to the match this week, obviously against the local derby against the minor team. What are your thoughts on the match going this week?
I think it's going to be a good matchup. Like, they're a team that will throw everything at you. Like you saw last week, they came back and against the Rebels and gave them a good run for their money and stayed in the fight for 80 minutes. So we're expecting nothing less. I think it's going to be a tough encounter, and boys are going to prep well throughout the week, try to leave no stone unturned and just put out a performance that, that protects our mana and what we're about. So, yeah, it's just another week to look forward to gelling and getting a good run around and, expressing ourselves a little bit.
It's always always adds a little bit more to the competition when you're pretty much up against your little brothers. And if history serves right, it's always the little brother that sometimes can come out on top. Have you guys spoken and worry about that?
We've spoken about that a bit. It's just we've spoken about their mindset will probably be coming into a little bit, but we've also just focused a lot of on what we can bring and what we want to implement into the game and areas that we need to focus on to perform well and get the result we need. So, yeah, it's a big matchup, obviously, across the town. both based in the same area. So, yeah, so it's going to be a good challenge. And, you know, the boys' squad can't wait for it.
Through all the matches through the year, I sort of feel like, and I've heard you guys talk about that, you sort of haven't put a full 80 minutes together yet. Is that something that you think's close?
Yeah, I think, look, we've been awesome in phases, and I think all we can do is trust our process, trust our weeks, and look, we're training well, and we're finding out details in our game, and we're gelling with combinations, and we're building. We're in a good place mentally, and I think if we can tick off our week, trust our process, keep working hard every day, we go to work, I think that 80-minute performance will at some stage take care of itself. So I think we're there or thereabouts, mate, but we're just got to leave no stone unturned in our prep, as we said, and I think that will come.
And personally, yourself, you're certainly scoring a lot of tries this year. You're happy with your own performances?
I mean, I'm just grateful to be playing some good minutes and, you know, just forming some nice combinations and just trying out my role in the side, because we've got, some absolute athletes in the side, and what they need is front football, and, you know, I keep finding myself on the other end of a few meat pies, but that's just a bonus. But for me, I'm just trying to nail my role, mate, and do what I can for the team. And
mate, obviously it was a big move from you to come from Wellington, having played Super down there, and you've moved to the big smoke, and obviously probably pretty difficult last year with minutes and whatnot. You've really seemed to have found your feet. Is there something you're doing different this year? Or
a little bit, mate. Like, I think I've, you know, it took me a little bit to get used to living in Auckland, eh?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit different up here, but I think I've just gotten used to the environment. You know, you spend a long time in one spot for me, I was down at the Hurricanes, and, you know, it's the same country. It's like every team does things a bit differently. So all I knew was what they did down there, what the boys did down there. So just getting used to things, mate, and getting used to the city and finding my feet. But I think I'm just a little bit just trusting my process a lot more this year, and doing what I can do for this team, and just keeping things simple, and trying to nail as I said earlier, my role and stuff, and the other little things, that bonuses that come along with it, that they can come. But yeah, just simplifying things, mate.
The scrum has performed pretty well, particularly last week, almost a penalty from every scrum where we had the ball. So is that something that we're going to find that's a strength moving forward? Are we going to really look to get some big go for it, some big moves going from the set piece, from the scrum?
I think our set piece is, one of the things that we can start priding ourselves on. Like, you look at our back line, and if we're giving them front football, I said, with, like, if we can get them, you know, scrum penalty, take some pressure off them, or if we can get good dominant line out, give them some good set piece ball, like, whether you got the athletes that we've got in the back line, like, it should be a tough side to come up against, I'd say. So it's definitely a focus for us, but as I said, we're just gotta literally stick to our process and sort of leaves no stone unturned each week in that department as well.
And the forwards are scoring more tries than the backs. Are you into them about that?
Yeah, we are actually. No, we're not. No, we're not.
You should be. You should be, yeah. Man. I think they need to pull their finger out. I don't think they've performed as well as they should be. So I'd be screaming at them.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You got to be careful with that, though, eh? Because you still want to, you know, the backs are like, you don't want to ruin their confidence.
Yeah, mate, ruin them. Get into them. Trust me. Exactly. Mate, they're big boys. They'll get over it after a couple of days. You'll be fine.
Yeah, they're precious these days, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Not in my day, you could used to throw stones at them.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no.
Wait, introduce them to the dark arts of the bottom of a ruck and more, and just give them a bit of a touch up and say sort it out, yeah. Or I'll have to sort it out for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I might bring some old school back into it. What do you reckon?
Mate, I love the idea of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, mate, thanks for the yarn. Good luck this week, and go hard for the rest of the season. I'm still backing in for another final shot.
Perfect. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it, eh?
Yeah, great interview there from you, Steve. Now, Steve, quickly, DHL Super Rugby Pacific is underway. Now, who is your DHL Blues Super Rugby Pacific Player of the Week?
I'm going to go with Harry Plummer this week. I thought he was solid as a 12. Led the boys around, carried hard, blew rucks when he needed to, passed well, and kicked well. So, Harry Plummer for me this week.
Okay, and the DHL Super Rugby Pacific Player of the Round?
Oh, it's pretty hard to go past BMAC. He he was the best performer all weekend, number 10 for the Chiefs. They had a massive game against the Crusaders, and he certainly got on top of Mwanga. So, yeah, I'd be saying massive weekend for him, and probably maybe slotted himself into the number 1, number 10 in the country after that performance.
DHL Super Rugby Pacific, catch the action live on Sky Sport or get your tickets at superrugby.co.nz. That is another edition of Blues Brothers. Steve Devine, as always, thank you for your time tonight on the program.
Cheers, mate.